Hey, tonight we're discussing responsibility and accountability. It's a very big subject with me. Been on my mind very heavily lately. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Accountability. That's what we're talking about today. Accountability. The lack thereof. Is it a thing? Most definitely it's a thing. It's a rare thing, but it's a thing. Accountability is something that some are missing, some need to find, and some need to practice. Accountability is who you are. Accountability is your makeup. It's the integrity of your person. Taking responsibility for the things that you say and do, and then holding yourself accountable. When you fail to do that, you fail. Remember my opinion. I believe accountability helps you to maintain you, to help you navigate through the world and develop your rights and wrongs. It helps keep you on the path that is right. I know that's a subjective statement because everybody's path to right is not the same. And I get that. Basic human ideologies, basic human thought. Right is right, wrong is wrong. We as humans make that a gray area. God didn't. He didn't make it a gray area. He said, this is what you're supposed to do, and this is what you're not supposed to do. We as earthly beings, with having free will, decided to do as we wanted. And in doing so, accountability became low on that priority list. Am I the only one that thinks accountability is important? Should you not take responsibility for the things that you do? Should you not take responsibility for the things that you say? Words hurt. You can put that armor on every morning. Every morning. It may bounce off. It may bounce off, but it made contact. It made contact on that armor. And when it made contact, you may not have felt the power behind it, but you felt the fact that it was thrown. Is that person not responsible for inflicting pain, frustration and stress, even happiness? Let's take accountability for the happiness that others bring to people. I'm not defining just one emotion. I'm talking about overall accountability. when you violate against someone and they've advised you that you violated, stop and listen. If you give a damn, stop and listen. Make sure the things that are coming out of your mouth are things that's factual. Accountability is not lies. Accountability is not making excuses. Accountability is not a but. Accountability heals. It is a path too. A path to healing. If you offend, if you violate, and you don't take responsibility, and you believe your own rhetoric, you believe the things that makes you stand upon your wrongs. Admit your wrongs. Stop trying to live for everybody else. Stop trying to save face. Pride is a motherfucker. And it can cause you to lose your entire existence. Look at what goes on when we don't take responsibility for ourselves. It may not carry any weight with the person that refuses to take responsibility or accountability for their shit. But it definitely takes a toll and or add weight to the person that you dismissed. But I guess my thought process is this. If you don't take responsibility, which leads to accountability, and you stand upon it, then you don't give a damn. So the weight that that recipient is carrying doesn't matter to you, because you believe firm and what you've said and done. Damn the other person's feelings. Damn the fact that you may be lying. It doesn't matter. Your face is saved. You make yourself feel okay with the actions that you're taking. You make yourself feel righteous. Because you don't want to look like the bad person. You look like the bad person the moment you didn't take accountability for the shit that you do. No one has to make you look like the bad person. You do that very well on your own. What do you see? What do you feel? Does it not do anything to your soul to use, to be grimy, to lie? What does that do to you? I'm going to answer that question. Nothing. When you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, you must be okay. That's my opinion. Repetitive action to me means you're okay doing what you're doing. Because if you wasn't, you damn for sure would change it. And they say pride comes before the fall. Do you even know you're falling? Do you even know you're losing? Hell yeah, you do. Yeah, you know you're losing. Hell yeah, you know you're falling. It ain't got shit to grab onto. And why? Because you're so unsatisfied with yourself. You're so unsatisfied with your achievements, with your inability to do, that the world and the closest beings to you are targets. And you're so encased in that bitterness that you don't give a shit. And you can't see past yourself. Who do you love? Who do you care about if you can't see past yourself? Yourself. So therefore, that means nothing else matters. Does it matter to you when you see pain in someone's eyes? Does it matter to you when you know that you're the source of those tears? Does it matter to you when you know you are the source of fear? Does it matter to you when no one wants to be bothered with you because there is no respect? There is no respect because your movements garner no respect. Accountability, responsibility. We are all responsible for one thing or another, even if it's just ourselves. But being responsible for others and ourselves, we have a duty to the other individuals in this here world. You can say you don't owe anyone anything all damn day long. And you do not. You do not have to. You ain't got the answer to me. You ain't got the answer to your fellow man. You got the answer to a higher power. And when you moving the way you moving, that answer may come sooner than you think. Don't sleep on this shit. When you don't take responsibility for your shit, when you don't take accountability for your shit, things happen. We know that. We all believe in it. Karma. Karma. You're okay with your life? You're okay being out here just violating and smiling. So some don't know when a wolf in sheep's clothing is coming your way. Some don't know. Pay attention. Don't be a victim of that person that does not know responsibility and accountability. When people show you shit like that, they're showing you who they are. They're showing you they're not going to treat you any different than the way they treated you in the first place. Ask yourself, why would you want to be around someone like that? What is it? What is it that makes you want to be around a person? Sister, brother, mother, husband, cousin, whatever the hell.
What does that say for us psychologically? Are we missing something? Are we searching for something? Is it love? Is it security? Do we feel some type of responsibility? You know, you have different exceptions for different people. And we know we do. We stand by certain things. However, there are certain people that will make us change what we stand upon. And when we allow that to happen, we are no longer holding true to ourselves. We are no longer standing upon our right path. Don't allow it. Don't allow it. Responsibility and accountability. It's important. It's important to any relationship. Siblings, spouses, family member, friends. It's important. That person on the other end may be at a point that they haven't shared. And your callous lack of responsibility and accountability could be just that nail in the coffin, that final push over the edge. I hope someone loves you in your life enough to tell you. I have a problem with that sometimes. I don't think it's a problem. So let me correct that. I don't think it's a problem because I am of the notion if you love someone, you truly say that you love someone. That person is your ace. That person, no matter the person, if you see them going down the wrong path, if you see them not taking responsibility for some shit that they did, why wouldn't you say something? Why would you let that person that you love, why would you share with them what you see? First of all, that person is who you love, and I'm hoping that they love you back in the same manner. So when you see something like that, what stops you from speaking up? Let me tell you what I hear. That I think I'm people's mother, that I'm controlling, that I've always got something to say. First of all, majority of the time I'm asked. And if you ask me, I'm most definitely going to tell you the truth. Am I blunt sometimes? Yes, I do. Yes, I am. Yes, I am blunt sometimes. However, I give a damn. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you. What messes me up is that when you do take the time out of your life, because you don't have to. You don't have to. You do it because what I said in the beginning is you love this person unconditionally. You know how many people that I've had around me, they said, oh, well, I didn't want to get involved. Oh, well, God will work it out. faith without works. You got to put in a little work yourself, you know. If I see somebody doing something wrong, I'm speaking up. I'm speaking up. Hey, sis. You know, da-da-da-da-da. I think you could have went about it another way. What's the problem? What's the problem with that? Because everybody got their ass on their back. Especially when they know they've done wrong. That's the quickest way to get something ugly out of someone is to correct them on their behavior. Do I like to be corrected on my behavior? No. Do I act a monkey sometimes? Yes. Should my people call me on it? Hell yes. What you there for? What you my friend for? What you my sister for? What you my husband for? Are we here to just accept the fuckery that goes on? Especially when I hear I'm a Christian. God guides me to what I do and what I say. Don't play with me. Do not bring God into this when you know who you are, when he knows who you are. That's between y'all two. I don't want to get involved in that. So don't tell me God got me. You ugly. Your spirit is ugly. You do and do you and do. You're unappreciative. You take things for granted. You're selfish. God's got us all. But he wants you to take responsibility and accountability and atone for it. My opinion, road gets kind of bumpy. Road gets kind of hard when none of that takes place. You kick your own ass. The world is kicking our ass enough for us not to recognize our own shit. Quick to point fingers. Slow to look in that mirror. If you don't get right, it won't get right. So let me tell you, I'm taking responsibility for everything I've said during this podcast. I take accountability for everything that I've said in this podcast tonight. Develop some damn humbleness. Realize everything ain't about you. The world is suffering. You are not an individual that is above all else. None of us are. We can only do our part. Damn, when we gonna do our part? Man, that's it for me tonight. That's it for me tonight. I It's time for me to start doing some reflecting. Reflecting. Because I plan on atoning for mine and taking responsibility for everything, good or bad. Think about it, people. Responsibility and accountability. Hell, I know I said that word 100 times, but I mean that shit. Responsibility and accountability. Maybe we'll help ourselves a little more. Maybe we'll come together a little more. Maybe be a little bit less mess out here in the world. I doubt it, because it's almost over. But this was my rant for tonight. My opinion. If you want to reach out to me, it's anchor.fm/Kelly-Thomas0. Leave a message. We'll talk soon. Next segment, coming soon. Stay tuned.